I don't care what they have told you. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are you when you hunger and thirst after righteousness, true righteousness, righteousness from your heart, for you shall be satisfied. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the willingful peacemakers, for you shall be called sons of God. And blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and say all kinds of evil against you on account of me. You rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, with what will it be made salty again? You let your good works shine before men so that people may see them and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to abolish the law of the prophets, as they say. I did not come to abolish. I came to fulfill. For truly I tell you, not one letter, not one stroke of that law will pass away until all is accomplished. Therefore, he who breaks the least of these commandments and teaches another will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But he who does these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For truly I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, none of you shall enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said by those in ancient times, thou shalt not commit murder. And many walk around and say, I have not committed murder. And anyone who murders will be liable to judgment. But I tell you differently. I tell you that anyone who is angry with their brother and belittles their brothers and causes and provokes others to anger will be guilty to judgment. And anyone who guards his sister or brother as a worthless and empty vessel will be liable to the Supreme Court.
Have you read the law?
Yes. I am the law. And anyone who completely, through their self-righteousness, disregards and casts away his brother, will be guilty enough to go into fiery Gehenna. You have heard them say, thou shalt not commit adultery. And they stand there before you and they say, I have never touched a woman. I have never committed adultery. But I tell you, any committed person who lusts after another has committed adultery in their heart. Therefore, if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it and throw it from you. For it is better for a part of your body to perish than your entire body to be cast into Gehenna. And if your right eye causes you to stumble, pluck it and throw it from you. For it is better that part of your body perish than your entire body to be cast into Gehenna. And you have heard that it was said in ancient times, anyone who wishes to send his wife away, give her a writ of divorce. But I tell you, Anyone who divorces his wife without a really, really, really good reason, such as unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And anyone who marries her, it causes them to commit adultery. And that's on you. It's the heart. It is from the heart. This is what he desires. He cares not about this. He cares about this. You have heard that it was said in ancient times, you must carry out your vows to the Lord. But I tell you, swear not by heaven, for it is the throne of God, and swear not by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet. Nor by the holy city, Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Or by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or one hair black. Therefore make your yes, yes, and your no, no. Because anything else is evil by way of confusion. You have also heard it said, an eye for an eye.
That's right.
And a tooth for a tooth.
That's what the law says.
But I tell you, do not resist the evildoer. And if anyone slaps you on one cheek, you turn to him the other also. And if anyone sues you for your cloak, you give him your pants too, because that's what we do. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, you go with him too. You go the extra mile. For this is pleasing to God.
Are you above the law? You're rewriting the law. People don't listen to him. He's a heretic. Don't listen to him.
I have not come to abolish the law. I have come to fulfill the law. You have heard that it was said, hate your enemies and love your neighbor. But I tell you, love the sinner and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father who is in heaven. For think about it. He makes the sun to rise on the sinner and the saved. He makes the rain to fall on the fields of the righteous and the unrighteous. What good is it of you? What good is it to you if you only greet those who greet you? Nah. What reward do you have? And what good is it if you only love those who love you? What reward do you have? How will they know about your Father who is in heaven? Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. For truly I tell you, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. And when you give, do not sound a trumpet like the hypocrites do, for they love to be seen praying on the street corners and the synagogues by men so that they can be glorified.
By what authority do you say these things? Who do you think you are?
I am... I am who I am.
Can you hear? You heard the blasphemy. That's blasphemy. You appoint yourself to be the living God.
When you pray, you go into your inner room and you close the door. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you in secret. Do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand in the streets and give alms so that all can see. But you do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you in secret. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. For they think by their many words they will be heard. But your Father already knows what you need before you ask him. Therefore, pray this way. Therefore, pray this way. Our Father, who art in heaven, singly glorified be your name. And your kingdom come, and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, our basic needs, and lead us not into the path of temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. If you do not forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. And when you fast and not put on a dismal face like the hypocrites do, for they love to be seen fasting by men, truly I tell you, you have received your reward in full. But when you fast, clean yourself. Put oil on your head. Let no one know that you're fasting. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And I don't care what they have taught you, that they are righteous because they are rich, they are righteous because they have materials, they are righteous because they have status. I tell you, do not store for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust can destroy. Our treasures in earth where moth and rust can destroy. And thieves can break in and steal. Store for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth can destroy, where neither thief can break in and steal. Truly I tell you, you cannot seek after those material things. You cannot strive for that false theology. For where your heart is, your treasure will be also. Why do you spend your time worrying about what you will eat and what you will drink? Why do you spend your time worrying about what you will put on your body? Isn't life more than food and drink? And isn't your body more than clothing? Why do you strive for these things? Your Father knows that you need them. Before you ask Him, consider the birds of the air. They don't toil, nor do they reap. They don't gather into barns, and your Heavenly Father feeds them. How much more are you than they? And why do you worry about what you will wear? For isn't the body more than clothing? Look at the lilies of the field. For your heavenly Father has adorned them in all of their glory. And they look greater than Solomon when he was adorned in all of his glory. Do not worry about these things. For worrying about these things will not add a second to your life. Your Father caused the rain to fall on the righteous and the unrighteous. Glory. Glory. Do not worry about tomorrow. Worry about today. You want to know what to worry about? You want to worry about something? First, worry about seeking His righteousness and His kingdom. First, worry about seeking His righteousness in His kingdom, in His attitudes, in His statutes, from your heart. And fulfill the law, the way the law was created to be fulfilled, from your heart. Do not worry about tomorrow. Today has enough worries of its own. And do not judge in order that you might not be judged. For in the way that you judge, you will be judged. Let me say it again. For in the way that you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. You want to set the bar this high? Be prepared for God to set the bar this high when you meet Him face to face. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Let me help you with the speck that is in your eye, when behold, the log is in your own eye. You hypocrite. First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly enough to help your brother with the speck that is in his eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs with logs in their eyes. And do not cast your pearls before swine who have logs in their eyes. For they will turn and they will tear you to pieces. You ask, and you shall receive. You seek God, and you will find God. You knock, and the door of heaven will be opened to you. For everybody who asks, receives. And to he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door shall be opened to you. For what person in this room, if their child asked them for a loaf of bread, would give them a stone? Would you? Would you give her a stone to eat? How about if your child asks you for a fish? Are you going to give him a venomous snake? Well, if you people, being evil in comparison to God, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father bestow upon even you? Even you. Treat others the way that you want to be treated. Let me say it again. In every single thing that you do, you treat others the way you want to be treated. Because when you do this, you fulfill the entire law and everything the prophets came to correct. For this is the foundation upon which every law is built. So I urge you, you enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter by it. But you enter by the narrow gate. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life. But there are a few who find.
I suppose you're the one that's found it.
Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thistles, nor figs from thorn bushes. Even so, every good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and every bad tree cannot bear good fruit. You will know them by their fruits. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where it matters. His kingdom here on earth, as it is in heaven. You will know them by their fruits. Every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. For it's not about this. It is about this. And many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and in your name cast out demons and in your name perform many miracles and in your name present sacrifices and in your name sing songs and in your names go to temple and in your names go to synagogue and in your name and in your name and in your name and I will declare to you, depart from me.
Who are you?
I never knew you, you who practice lawlessness. Anyone who hears these words of mine.
Do you think you're the Christ?
Anyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them.
Why are you talking about
this person will be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And when the rains came and the flood descended, the house had stood. for it was built upon the rock. And anyone who hears these words of mine and does not act upon them, will be compared to a person who built his house upon the sand. And when the rains came and the flood fell, their fruits were seen and their house it fell. And oh, how great was its fall. All right, so I know that was a little silly, but let me say this in closing. Christ came into a specific context and he was dealing with a specific situation. He was dealing with a bunch of donkeys like this. Okay? These people interpreted the law in a very specific way, and the way in which they interpreted the law was inappropriate. They interpreted the law in a way so that they could get away with what it was they were doing. This was not pleasing to God. I know, I'm preaching now. Sorry.
We're friends now.
I know, we're friends now. The attitude was wrong within the religious leaders. They were self-righteous. They saw you as sinners, and you're supposed to be in the spot you're in, and you were not included in the promise, and you were experiencing literally hell on earth because of your social position and your financial position. And they saw themselves as righteous and glorified because God has blessed them with all these things because obviously they're righteous. That wasn't a reality. That wasn't happening. And Jesus indicted them for that. Okay. Likewise, in our culture today, you need to ask yourself, why do you do this? Do you do this because this is just what you do? You do this because why? Why do you say the things you think and say, and why do you think the things you think? And you just do it because somebody told you that one day? You don't have any reason why? You're swimming downstream with everybody else? It's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with a personal relationship with God. It has to do with from the heart. Because these laws were not created to make you miserable. These laws were created to help you love one another. And when these laws are enacted based upon that principle, that's when you have success. That's when you have Christianity. That's when you have Christ-likeness. Okay? We cannot cast people out, and we cannot turn our backs on people. We are the representative of the light of the world. And we've got to live that. And we've got to not only live it, we've got to practice it until it flows out of us. All right? Don't ever just do something just to do it. All right? You do it because you mean it. And if you don't mean it, then you strive to mean it. You try to mean it. You try to do the right thing, okay? Because people will see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven. We are the extension of him down here. So you know what? Do it. Live it. Love it. Okay? Realize Jesus loved everybody. Realize you need to love everybody. Realize that you need to be people of character. Realize that you need to forgive. You need to go the extra mile. All right? You. Not them. You, because you claim this. If you're going to claim it, you need to live it. Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Okay? And this is what we're doing as a church. This is what we're striving for as a church. This is what we are striving for as a congregation of believers. We are striving to be a light to this world. But we cannot be a light if we are darkness. We have to be the light. And we can't fake the light because they'll smell it. They'll smell a fake. You can't smell the snowman. Everybody's going to smell it. So you listen, you've got to live it, love it, do it. Adopt it, own it. It needs to become a part of your character. And those are the things that we should be worrying about. All right? Not some silly idea that God's going to, you know, drop $1 million on our head. You know, because what? We prayed a lot this week. Come on. God already knows what you need before you ask him, all right? Don't worry about those things. You worry about loving others the way that you want to be loved. You worry about treating others. I don't care what. I don't care what right you have. I don't care eye for an eye, tooth for tooth. I don't care. You go that extra mile, you love them no matter what. You forgive, you forgive, you forgive, you love, you love, you love. You be the bigger person because that's what makes God smile, okay? All right, listen, I love you guys. All right? God bless you.
All right.
Pray.
Who needs help getting up?
Yeah, you go. We're going to sing a song. I appreciate how we're doing this. It takes a special gift to memorize something like that.
Skip a bunch of it.
Yeah, you can.